My friends, life has a way of throwing challenges our way that can leave us feeling like we're drowning in a sea of worries. Bills pile up, relationships strain, and the future looks uncertain. It's during these darkest moments that it's crucial to hold on to one truth above all else. God is with you, and He has a plan. When the weight of the world feels like it's crushing down on your shoulders, it's natural to feel lost and alone. The uncertainty of tomorrow can cast a shadow over today, leaving you feeling hopeless and helpless. But even in the midst of your deepest despair, know this: you are never truly alone. God's presence is like a beacon of light in the darkness, guiding you through the stormy seas of life. He sees your struggles, He feels your pain, and He is right there beside you, ready to lift you up and carry you through. When you feel like you can't go on another step, remember that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. And not only is God with you, but He also has a plan for your life. It may not always be clear, and it may not always make sense, but trust that God's plan is always for your good. He knows the beginning from the end, and He is working all things together for your benefit. So, when the bills pile up and the relationships strain, when the future looks uncertain and the worries threaten to overwhelm you, take comfort in knowing that God is in control. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating a beautiful tapestry of grace and redemption. Hold on to this truth with all your heart, my friend, and let it be your anchor in the storm. God is with you, and He has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future. Trust in Him, and He will lead you through to brighter days ahead. So, my friend, God's provision goes far beyond mere material possessions. While it's true that He cares about your physical needs, His provision extends much deeper, into the very core of your being. When life feels like it's crumbling around you and all hope seems lost, God's provision is like a lifeline, offering a path forward when you feel trapped in despair. It's like a guiding light in the darkness, illuminating the way when you can't see the road ahead. God's provision isn't just about fixing your problems or granting your desires. It's about offering you something far greater: hope. In the midst of your darkest moments, when it feels like the weight of the world is crushing down on you, remember this: God is faithful, His promises are true, and His love never fails. No matter how dire your situation may seem, God's promise remains steadfast. He will make a way. Think back to the countless times throughout history when God intervened on behalf of His people. From parting the Red Sea for the Israelites to providing manna from heaven in the desert, God has always been faithful to make a way where there seemed to be no way. And He hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you find yourself facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, don't lose heart. Instead, lift your eyes to the heavens and trust in the God who promises to make a way. He may not always work in the way or the timing we expect, but His ways are higher than our ways. Lean on Him in times of trouble, and He will sustain you. Trust in His unfailing love, and He will never let you down. No matter what challenges lie before you, remember this: God's provision is always enough. He will provide a way out of your situation, leading you into a future filled with hope and promise. Now,
in Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Let's talk about expectations, my friend. When we're facing challenges, it's natural to hope for a sudden windfall or a miraculous fix to our problems. We pray for a quick resolution, a swift end to our struggles. But here's the thing. God's way may not always align with our expectations. God's provision is often subtle, unfolding slowly like the petals of a flower, opening to the sun. It's not always flashy or dramatic. Instead, it reveals itself through small blessings and moments of grace scattered throughout our lives. So while we may be eagerly searching for a grand gesture, it's essential to keep our eyes open, because God's provision may be closer than we think. Think about it. How many times have you found yourself in a tough spot, only to discover later that God had been quietly working behind the scenes all along? Maybe it was a kind word from a stranger that lifted your spirits, or a timely phone call from a friend offering support. These small moments may seem insignificant at the time, but they are evidence of God's provision in your life. God's way of providing may not always make sense to us at first. We might question why He chooses to work in certain ways, or why our prayers aren't answered in the manner we expect. But rest assured, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, and He knows what we need, even before we ask. So, when you're in the midst of a trial, don't be discouraged if God's provision doesn't come in the form you were hoping for. Instead, trust that He is at work, weaving together the intricate details of your life for your good and His glory. Keep your eyes open to the small blessings He sends your way, and you'll begin to see His provision all around you. And remember, God's timing is perfect. He may not work on our timetable, but He is never late. So, be patient and trust that God is working all things together for your benefit. His provision may not always be immediate, but it will always be worth the wait. Beloved friends, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible story of the Israelites in the wilderness. Picture it, a vast desert stretching out as far as the eye can see, with no sign of civilization in sight. The Israelites, newly liberated from slavery in Egypt, found themselves wandering in this desolate wilderness, facing hunger, thirst, and uncertainty at every turn. But here's the remarkable thing, even in the midst of their trials, God provided for them in miraculous ways. He sent manna from heaven to satisfy their hunger and water, from a rock to quench their thirst. He led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, guiding them safely through the wilderness. Now, if God could provide for an entire nation in the wilderness, don't you think He can provide for you? You may feel like you're wandering in your own desert right now, facing challenges and obstacles that seem insurmountable. But take heart, God hasn't forgotten you. Just as He knew the needs of the Israelites in the wilderness, He knows your needs as well. He sees your struggles. He hears your prayers, and He is working behind the scenes to provide for you in His perfect timing. It's easy to lose hope when you're wandering in the wilderness of life, surrounded by uncertainty and fear. But remember this, He will not abandon you in your time of need. He is the same God who parted the Red Sea and brought His people safely to the Promised Land. And He is with you now, ready to lead you through your own wilderness journey. So whatever challenges you may be facing today, hold on to hope. Trust in the God who provides, knowing that He is always working for your good and His glory. Even in the desert places of life, God's provision is abundant and His love never fails. So, take heart, my friend, and let your faith be your guide as you journey through the wilderness toward the promised land that awaits you. Let's talk about trust, my friend. Trusting in God can be challenging, especially when you're faced with circumstances that seem insurmountable. Doubt has a way of creeping in, whispering lies of defeat and despair, making it difficult to see a way forward. But in those moments of doubt and uncertainty, it's essential to remember what faith is truly about. Faith isn't about having all the answers or being able to see the way forward clearly. It's about believing in the unseen and trusting in God's goodness, even when everything around you seems to be falling apart. It's about holding on to hope when all seems lost and clinging to your faith like a lifeline, even when it feels threadbare. I know it's hard. I know the temptation to give in to doubt and fear can be overwhelming at times. But let me encourage you, don't let doubt rob you of the blessings that God has in store for you. Instead, choose to trust in Him, even when it's difficult. Remember the words of Proverbs 3:5-6. So trusting in God means surrendering your doubts and fears to Him and allowing Him to guide your steps, even when you can't see the way forward. And when doubt threatens to overwhelm you, turn to God's word for strength and encouragement. Let His promises be a source of comfort and assurance in the midst of your struggles. Remind yourself of His faithfulness throughout history and hold fast to the hope that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's delve into the powerful words of Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. These words resonate with a promise of hope and renewal, even in the most desolate places of our lives. When you find yourself wandering through the wilderness, lost and unsure of which direction to take, remember these words. God is not limited by the barrenness of your circumstances. In fact, it is precisely in the midst of the wilderness that He often works most powerfully. God declares that He is doing a new thing, something fresh and unexpected, beyond anything you could imagine. He is not bound by the limitations of your past or the obstacles in your present. Instead, He is actively working to bring about a transformation in your life, to create pathways where there seem to be none. Consider the imagery of making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. These are not just idle promises. They are declarations of God's power and sovereignty over every aspect of your life. Just as He provided for the Israelites in the desert, He will provide for you. Just as He parted the Red Sea to make a way for His people, He will make a way for you. So when you feel like you're surrounded by impossibility, take heart. God is at work. Even in the most desolate places, He is creating pathways where there seem to be none, and He is bringing forth rivers of blessing in the midst of the desert. Do you not perceive it? Open your eyes and see the new thing that God is doing in your life. Embrace it with faith and trust, knowing that He who promised is faithful to fulfill His word, even in the wilderness, even in the desert. God is making a way. So, hold fast to hope, my friend, for the best is yet to come. So, in the midst of uncertainty and waiting, you might wonder, what can I do? My friend, there are actions you can take that align with your faith and trust in God's provision. First and foremost, pray without ceasing. Pour out your heart to the One who listens, who knows your every need before you even utter a word. Prayer is not just a ritual or a formality. It's a direct line of communication with the Creator of the universe. So, don't hesitate to lay your burdens before Him, for He cares deeply for you. Secondly, seek guidance through His Word. The Bible is not just a book of ancient stories. It's a living, breathing testament to God's faithfulness and love for His people. As you immerse yourself in His Word, you'll find comfort, strength, and wisdom to navigate through life's challenges. Let the Scriptures be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, guiding you every step of the way. And above all, hold fast to hope. In times of doubt and despair, cling to the promises of God, knowing that they are true and unchanging. His love never fails, and His faithfulness endures forever. So, even when the storms rage and the obstacles seem insurmountable, anchor your soul in the hope that is found in Christ. Remember the words of Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. God's promises are not empty words. They are guarantees of His unfailing love and provision for His children. So, hold on to hope, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. In the meantime, as you wait for God's provision and guidance, pray fervently, seek wisdom in His Word, and hold fast to the hope that anchors your soul. Trust in His timing, knowing that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. And as you do, you'll find strength, peace, and assurance in the midst of life's uncertainties. My friend, sometimes waiting for God's provision isn't just about sitting back and expecting miracles to happen. Sometimes it requires action on our part. God's way out of your situation may necessitate you to step out in faith, even when it's scary. It might involve making difficult choices or letting go of things that are holding you back. But here's the thing. God doesn't call us to walk through life in fear or complacency. He calls us to walk in faith, trusting in His guidance and provision every step of the way. Stepping out in faith requires courage. It means trusting in God's promises, even when everything around you seems uncertain. It means being willing to take risks and make sacrifices for the sake of following God's will for your life. But here's the beautiful part. When you step out in faith, you're not doing it alone. God promises to give you the strength and courage you need to do what needs to be done. Remember the words of Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God doesn't promise that the journey will be easy, but He does promise to be with you through it all. So, if God is calling you to take a step of faith, don't let fear hold you back. Trust in His guidance and provision, knowing that He will give you the strength you need to do what needs to be done. Step out in faith, my friend, and watch as God works miracles in your life. Now, my dear friends, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, life can be tough sometimes, and I find myself facing challenges that seem insurmountable. But I know that I can turn to You for comfort, strength, and guidance. I pray that You would help me to navigate through these difficult times with grace and wisdom when I feel overwhelmed. Remind me that You are with me always, and that I am never alone. Help me to trust in Your plan for my life, and to have faith that everything will work out for my good. I pray for the courage to face my challenges head on, and the perseverance to keep going even when the road ahead seems long and uncertain. Fill me with hope and peace, and help me to see the opportunities for growth and learning that come with every difficulty. Thank You for Your unwavering love and grace, and for the promise of a brighter tomorrow. I offer this prayer to You in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.